The Monroe County Health Department is looking to continue operating its needle exchange program. County Health Department Director Penny Caudill says the program is up for reapproval by the Monroe County Commissioners tomorrow. Caudill says the first step in continuing the county's nearly two-year-old program is to ask Commissioners Julie Thomas, Amanda Barge, and Patrick Stoffers to allow the health department to continue combating the hepatitis C and HIV epidemic.
The request is that we'll have a two-year extension. The law now allows for two-year extensions and renewals, so we will be asking them to approve that for 2 years rather than one, and that would allow the health department and Monroe County to have a syringe services program.
While it's expected that the Monroe County Commissioners will vote to reapprove the operation of a needle exchange program, Caudill says she's ready to make the case that more work needs to be done to combat the state's opioid crisis.
The need is still there, and we're working very hard to serve the community and reduce risks and save lives and get people the help that they need, and we believe that the program has a proven record, and we want to continue to build on that.
Caudill says under the current system, which turns 2 years old in February, the Monroe County Health Department compensates the nonprofit Indiana Recovery Alliance in Bloomington, who operates the county's needle exchange program.
Typically, what has happened in the past is that we have to locally approve it and then submit a request to the state health department for approval to have a program in the community. Currently, we can now handle all of that locally and then notify the State Department of Health. So they still have some parameters if they around that, but we can do that approval here, and that's what we're requesting to do, is to continue to have the program, have it approved. The second step for us, because we have a contract with Indiana Recovery Alliance, the following week we plan to renew that, ask for approval to renew that contract.
Yesterday afternoon, Tippecanoe County Commissioners voted to reapprove Lafayette's needle exchange program. The Associated Press reports that County Commissioners voted 2-1 to continue the program. Public health advocates were worried last week when a Tippecanoe County Commissioner signaled he would not vote to approve the program. Two of the state's fewer than 10 needle exchange programs have been shut down this year, including Lawrence County's Bedford Exchange, which was also run by the Indiana Recovery Alliance. Tippecanoe County Nursing Supervisor Kayla Hostetler says the needle exchange program faced criticism by community members who didn't want the exchange in residential areas.
We have actually really good community support for the syringe exchange program. The people who spoke yesterday that were against it were not against it, the syringe exchange program in general. They just don't want it in their neighborhood. So no one actually came out and spoke, you know, like that they were solely against the syringe exchange program, I think, which is saying something. So we've worked really well getting support and trying to explain why we need it. We declared based on our Hep C numbers, and they're still going up.
Hostetler says Tippecanoe's needle exchange program was delayed due to officials trying to find a location for the exchange that wouldn't offend residents. Ultimately, it was decided to run the exchange out of the county's health department.
We declared a public health emergency actually last year around this time. In November, we declared with the commissioners, and then we got state approval through ISDH December 15th of 2016. Unfortunately, we had trouble finding a location for the syringe exchange program. Every location we found, people didn't. There was something that somebody didn't like about it. So unfortunately, we didn't start the syringe exchange program until August 11th of 2017, so about 6 months after we declared. And it's only ran one day a week here out of the health department on Fridays from 1 to 3:30. So we've only been up and running a little over 3 months.
Indiana Recovery Alliance founder and director Chris Abbott says the Tippecanoe County Commissioner's decision to reapprove Lafayette's needle exchange program bodes well for other exchanges in the state.
We're just we're glad across the state. Tippecanoe just reapproved theirs. Richmond is set to reapprove theirs. The syringe exchange in Madison County that closed down temporarily is on track to reopen under different management. So we encourage people who question the efficacy of what we're doing to visit our website, IndianaRecoveryAlliance.org, and we have lots of information and lots of answers to questions people might have.
The Monroe County Commissioners will meet tomorrow morning at 10 in the county courthouse. They are expected to reapprove Monroe County's needle exchange program.